Okay, Helen said. Defense strategy. At the minimum, we want to pursue a medical plea, but we'll aim higher than that. How high we eventually get will depend on a number of factors. In which connection, first, I'm sure we all want to hear what Mr. Reacher has to say.
I don't think you do.
Do what?
Want to hear what I've got to say?
Why wouldn't we?
Because you jumped to the wrong conclusion.
Which is...
Why do you think I went to see your father first?
I don't know.
Because I didn't come here to help James Barr. Nobody spoke. I came here to bury him. They all stared.
But why?
Rosemary Barr asked. Because he's done this before, and once was enough. Chapter 3
Reacher moved and propped his back against the window reveal and turned sideways so that he could see the plaza, and so that he couldn't see his audience.
Is this a privileged conversation? He asked.
Yes,
Helen Roden said.
It is. It's a client conference. It's automatically protected. Nothing we say here can be repeated.
Is it ethical for you to hear bad news, legally? There was a long silence.
Are you going to give evidence for the prosecution?
Helen Roden asked. I don't think I'll have to, under the circumstances. But I will, if necessary.
Then we would hear the bad news anyway. We would take a deposition from you before the trial, to guarantee no more surprises.
More silence.
James Barr was a sniper, Reacher said. Not the best the Army ever had, and not the worst. Just a good, competent rifleman. Average in almost every way.
Then he paused and turned his head and looked down to his left, at the cheap, new building with a recruitment office in it. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine Corps. Four types of people join the military. First, for people like me, it's a family trade. Second, there are patriots, eager to serve their country. Third, there are people who just need a job. And fourth, there are people who want to kill other people. The military is the only place where it's legal to do that. James Barr was the fourth type. Deep down, he thought it would be fun to kill.
Rosemary Barr looked away. Nobody spoke.
But he never got the chance. I was a very thorough investigator when I was an MP, and I learned all about him. I studied him. He trained for 5 years. I went through his logbook. Some weeks, he fired 2,000 rounds, all of them at paper targets or silhouettes. I counted a career total of nearly a 250,000 rounds fired, and not one of them at the enemy. He didn't go to Panama in 1989. We had a very big army back then, and we required only a very small force, so most guys missed out. It burned him up. Then Desert Shield happened in 1990. He went to Saudi, but he wasn't in Desert Storm in 1991. They made it a mostly armored campaign. James Barr sat it out in Saudi, cleaning sand out of his rifle, firing 2,000 training rounds a week. Then after Desert Storm was over, they sent him to Kuwait City for the cleanup.
What happened there?
Rosemary Barr asked.
He snapped. That's what happened there. The Soviets had collapsed. Iraq was back in its box. He looked ahead and saw that war was over. He had trained nearly 6 years and had never fired his gun in anger and was never going to. A lot of his training had been about visualization, about seeing himself putting the reticle on the medulla oblongata, where the spinal cord broadens at the base of the brain, about breathing slow and squeezing the trigger, about the split-second pause while the bullet flies, about seeing the puff of pink mist from the back of the head. He'd visualized all of that many times, but he had never seen it. Not once. He had never seen the pink mist. And he really wanted to.
Silence in the room.
So he went out one day, alone, in Kuwait City. He set up and waited. Then he shot and killed 4 people coming out of an apartment building.
Helen Roden was staring at him.
He fired from a parking garage, second level. It was directly opposite the apartment building's door. The victims were American non-coms, as it happened. They had weekend passes and they were in street clothes. Rosemary Barr was shaking her head.
This can't be true. It just can't be. He wouldn't do it. And if he did, he'd have gone to prison, but he got an honorable discharge instead, right after the Gulf. And a campaign medal. So it can't have happened. It can't possibly be true.
That's exactly why I'm here. There was a serious problem. Remember the sequence of events. We had four dead guys, and we worked from there. In the end, I followed the trail all the way to your brother, but it was a very tough trail. We took all kinds of wrong turns, and along one of them we found stuff out about the four dead guys, stuff we really didn't want to know, because they had been doing things they shouldn't have been doing.
What things? Helen Roden asked.
Kuwait City was a hell of a place, full of rich Arabs. Even the poor ones had Rolexes and Rolls Royces and marble bathrooms with solid gold faucets. A lot of them had fled temporarily for the duration, but they had left all their stuff behind, and some of them had left their families behind, their wives and daughters.
And?
Our four dead non-coms had been doing the conquering army thing, just like the Iraqis before them. That's how they saw it, I guess. We saw it as rape and armed robbery. As it happened, they had left quite a trail that day, inside that building, and other buildings, on other days. We found enough loot in their footlockers to start another branch of Tiffany's. Watches, diamonds, all kinds of portable stuff, and underwear. We figured they used the underwear to keep count of the wives and daughters.
So what happened?
It got political, inevitably. It went up the chain of command. The Gulf was supposed to be a big shiny success for us. It was supposed to be 100% wonderful and 100% squeaky clean. And the Kuwaitis were our allies, and so on and so forth. So ultimately, we were told to cover for the four guys. We were told to bury the story, which we did. Which also meant letting James Barr walk, because whispers had gotten out and we knew his lawyer would have used them. We were afraid of blackmail. If we took Barr to trial, his lawyer would have countered with a justifiable homicide claim. He would have said Barr had been standing up for the honor of the army in a rough and ready sort of a way. All the beans would have spilled in the process. We were told not to risk that. So our hands were tied. It was a stalemate.
Maybe it was a justifiable homicide, Rosemary Barr said. Maybe James really did know all along.
Ma'am, he didn't know. I'm very sorry, but he didn't. He was never near any of those guys before. Didn't know them from Adam. Didn't say anything to me about them when I caught up to him. He hadn't been in KC long. Not long enough to know anything. He was just killing people. For fun. He confessed to that, to me personally, before any of the other stuff ever came to light. Silence in the room. So we hushed it up and mustered him out. We said his four guys had been killed by Palestinians, which was plausible in Kuwait City in 1991. I was mildly pissed about the whole thing. It wasn't the worst situation I'd ever seen, but it wasn't the nicest either. James Barr got away with murder by sheer luck. So I went to see him before he left, and I told him to justify his great good fortune by never stepping out of line again, not ever, the whole rest of his life. I told him if he ever did, I would come find him and make him sorry. Silence in the room. It lasted minutes. So here I am.
This must be classified information, Helen Roden said. I mean, surely it can't ever be used. It would be a huge scandal.
Reacher nodded. It's highly classified. It's sealed inside the Pentagon. That's why I asked if this conversation was privileged.
You'd get in big trouble if you talked about it.
I've been in big trouble before. I came here to find out if I needed to get in big trouble again. As it happens, I don't think I do. I think your father can put James Barr away without my help. But my help is always available if he needs it.
Then Helen understood. You're here to pressure me, aren't you? You're telling me if I try too hard, you'll cut me off at the knees.
I'm here to keep my promise to James Barr.
He
He closed the door and left them there, three silent and disappointed people in a room. Then he rode down in the elevator. Ann Yanny got in again on two. He wondered for a moment if she spent all day riding the elevators, hoping to be recognized, hoping to be asked for an autograph. He ignored her, got out with her in the lobby, and just headed for the door. He stood for a moment in the plaza, deciding. James Barr's medical condition was the complicating factor. He didn't want to stick around until the guy woke up. If that happened at all, it might take weeks. And Reacher was not a guy who liked to stick around. He liked to be on the move. 2 days in one place was about his limit. But he was stuck for alternatives. He couldn't hint at anything to Alex Roden. Couldn't give him a call-me-if-you-need-me number. For one thing, he didn't have a phone. For another, a guy as squared away and cautious as Alex Roden was would worry away at the hint until something began to unravel. He would make the link to the Pentagon easily enough. Reacher had even asked, "Did she get my name from the Pentagon?" That had been a careless mistake. So Alex Roden would put two and two together, eventually. He would figure, there's something extra here, and I can find out what it is from the Pentagon. The Pentagon would stonewall him, of course. But Roden wouldn't like being stonewalled. He would go to the media. Ann Yanny, probably. She would be ready for another network story. And at bottom, Roden would be insecure enough about losing the case that he would simply have to know. He wouldn't give up on it. And Reacher didn't want the story out there. Not unless it was absolutely necessary. Gulf War vets had it hard enough with the chemical stuff and the uranium poisoning. All they had going for them was the conflict's spotless, just war reputation. They didn't need defaming by association with people like Barr and his victims. People would say, hey, they were all doing it. And they weren't all doing it, in Reacher's experience. That had been a good army. So he didn't want the story out there unless it was absolutely necessary, and he wanted to judge that for himself. So, no hints to Alex Roden, no call-me contingencies. So, what exactly?